I reminded you that you are perfect, would you argue me down or step into your perfection? Welcome to perfect mode, where there are no excuses, no expectations, and we explore the world without limitations. I'm Jay Clay, rapper, the spiritual teacher, with my co-host Troy Washington, your friendly neighborhood realtor. Let's be real. So let's be perfect. Let's be perfect.
Welcome to Perfect Mode. And first off, let me start by telling y'all that we love y'all. We're grateful for the opportunity to be anywhere sharing our thoughts, hopefully in helping you realize that you are perfect. And the only reason, and I mean the only reason you would think that you're not perfect is if you're looking at this person on the side of you and saying, I'm not them. But guess what? You are you, and that's all you need. You are numero uno, unique, one of one, cannot be replicated, duplicated, none of that stuff. You just got to understand how special you are. Yours, Troy Washington, your friendly neighborhood real estate broker. And I have my boy, Jay Clay, spiritual rapper and teacher. And we're about to talk about how to have a perfect week. What up, Jay?
Yeah, what up? What up? Happy day. Happy Sunday to all my perfect people in perfect land, doing perfect things, loving the perfection of all. And yeah, another week to get it. Quick shout out to our Patreons. Make sure you check out that link, join, support us, we can give you a shout out. You can be able to vote on episode ideas and, you know, be part of the conversation even more. So appreciate y'all on that. Click that link though to join us. Also though, but with this perfect week, we're kicking it off with a fast. Y'all know we do the fast every Monday, but not only that, we also do it the 8th, 9th, and 10th of every month. They happen to overlap. So we got a nice, beautiful 3-day fat water fast that I would love you to join us. And it's doing the eclipse. You know, the eclipse is tomorrow. So it's like perfect energy, the spring energy, the newness, all of that.
So shouts out to Jeff. And I appreciate you, fam. And then what's up, Latrice Hampton? I appreciate you joining us today as well. But yeah, man, when you talk about the perfect week, I want to also insert the fact that though we're talking about this, this is something that we're actually going to be going into ourselves for this week. So that way we could, in turn, have the perfect week with you. But go, Jay, you know, how you want to go ahead and kick this thing out?
Yeah, so I was thinking, I was like, okay, because there are some tasks that you need to do, and we're going to go over each one. Appreciate that again, yeah. Do you want to start with the weekly or the daily? It's easier than it sounds, but.
Yeah, I would say let's start with the daily. Okay. And again, we're talking about daily tasks that we can institute into our life to have the perfect day that will turn into the perfect week. But go ahead, Jay.
So the bulk of the daily things come from a book called Miracle Morning, I think that's the name of it, by, I should have remembered his name. But what he talked about was this thing called SAVERS. It's an acronym, S-A-V-E-R-S. And we're going to go through them individually. We've done them before. They do work. Falling off doesn't mean that it doesn't work, but it's cool to do. And the idea is that you want to do these for a total of an hour, at least a day. And I'll explain where we go in. So the first one that you do is silence or meditation. Start your day off in the morning. You just want to be silent. Just listen. Just be. Just go ahead. You look like something.
And I just want to just, you know, say that this is the S in SAVERS. Silence. And funny enough, man, again, one of these things that I don't feel like I'm going to have to try too hard to institute into my life is the silence, because the funniest thing is whenever I wake up in the morning, before I decide to ever move, I literally just lay there in silence and try to meditate on the way that I want to feel when I actually do step out of the bed. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's multiple ways to meditate. I know sometimes some people might listen to prompts, meditation prompts, or like guided meditations. I like to do silence and clearing of my mind completely, where there are no thoughts. Sometimes thoughts still come and then you can watch them and let them go. But when I reach the level where it's perfect silence, like it's just, I mean, noise will still go on around you, but it's something about that just, I don't even want to say, it sounds bad to say emptiness in your mind, but when your mind is just clear and empty, it's like everything is in focus, but nothing is in focus.
So in contrast to what you do, and I like that too, because there are some times where I'm meditating, I do want to have that emptiness. But in my mornings, my reset to myself is, and I've told you this before, was making myself remember the truth.
Yeah.
And me remembering the truth in my silence is that I'm amazing, because for whatever reason, throughout the days, throughout the weeks, we tend to look at ourselves as less than because of everything that's going on around us. And I don't mean in a necessarily a detrimental way, meaning like where I'm walking around thinking that I'm not amazing, but I walk around in a sense of lacking, feeling that I'm not as amazing as I know that I should be. And so when I wake up in the morning, when I'm sitting in silence, I'm meditating to myself that I'm amazing until I'm able to comfortably get up and feel the words that I've actually said. And I might say it to myself 100 times. I might say, man, you're amazing. Well, first, the first thing I say is, man, thank you for, you know, letting me have another day. And then from that, and again, this is all internal. Yeah. After that, it's literally like, Troy, you are amazing. Troy, you are amazing. Troy, you are amazing. And again, the reason for the repetition and me meditating is because I don't always feel that way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to tell myself to change my mind before I make a move. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. And I will say, and that kind of, it's kind of both meditation and affirmation. It kind of falls in the affirmation category. So I will still say, if you can, even after that, like just see mm-hmm. if you can just get to a period of just silence. And the reason being is that, we're not always aware of the number of thoughts that come into our mind at any given moment. And I've talked to many people that they say that they can't turn off their thoughts. They say like thinking is just it's always going to happen. I used to think that way too. But it's something about when you reach the state of no thought, like I don't even know how to explain the clarity, the peace, the joy, the ease. And even when you're in it, you start to think, you're like, wow, this is amazing. But then you realize that's a thought too. And you want to kind of
down. I'm thinking about not thinking.
Exactly. Like, and that, but that's part of it too. Like,
nah, I know.
It is a process. When you first start sitting in silence, part of you is going to rebel. You're going to rebel. Like, man, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? I want to move. But when you finally just sit down, the next step is you're going to start getting all these ideas you never had. And you're going to want to get up out of that silence and put them into action right away. But I would still say maintain that silence, at least for the time that you allot it for yourself.
So I'm going to ask you a question because I think that the listeners need to hear this. And again, I know exactly what you're saying by having a complete thoughtless experience, right? But it's easier said than done, right? Like you said, you know, for somebody trying to do that, they'll literally, sometimes even when you're thinking about not thinking, you won't even recognize that. If we hadn't said it, that wouldn't be something that you would easily even recognize. You would just be thinking, okay, I'm not thinking about nothing. Okay, I'm not thinking about nothing, right? But the question that I have for us to answer for the listeners is, how do you work on that? How do you work on clearing your head for you to recognize, number one, and then also clear that out?
It was crazy. I never thought about it like this before, but it's actually through forgiveness. And this is a cool way to practice self-forgiveness. So when you're in this meditative state, like I said, thoughts are going to come. And after a while, it's almost like your ego is testing you. Like, man, I want you to think this thought because this thought is worth thinking right now. And so you're like, ooh, I didn't think about that before. And you want to go down that trail. But forgive yourself for doing that, because like after a point, you might get mad. You might get mad at yourself. Like, man, I was feeling it. I was in this peaceful state. And then I started thinking. And then you're harping on that you just thought, which is even further thought, instead of just saying, you know what, I forgive myself, let me try again. And it could be a series of a hundred in a row, let me try again. But eventually you will get better at it. It might not be day one of this week. It might not be day two or day three, but you will eventually, the more you do it, get better at it and reach this state not even when you're meditating, but just when you're just out about in the world.
So, and I want to add this to it, and this is the practice that I had for myself in order to accomplish this exact same thing that you're talking about, because I love the fact of forgiveness, because that's a double-edged sword. You get to practice forgiveness outside of it too, so that's just a whole nother conversation. But the other piece to it for me was focusing on my breathing. Now, again, focusing on your breathing is a thought as well, yeah. But what happens is, when I started focusing on my breathing only in my meditations, that shut out everything else. And now the only thing I was thinking about was my breathing. But by repetition, the breathing became natural. And so that also disappeared as well. So, you know, that's why I love the breathing meditations, where you have to count it in a sense, or, you know, time it in a sense, because eventually you stop thinking about everything else, and then you focus on the breath, and then the breath just becomes natural, because we do that all the time anyway. But that's just my thoughts on it. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, and like you said, forgiveness is the added bonus. What you just touched on is the added bonus, because that's the key to peace. Is when you breathe slowly, you are at peace, you are at rest. And if you're in a situation where it seems tense, but you're able to maintain that slow breath where you're just like, just, you know, as slow and peaceful as you can, it will translate into your reality too, where that situation isn't that stressful anymore. And I'm glad you said that, because that is a perfect way to start getting into that space where everything else shuts off. So, yeah.
So let's go ahead and get to the A, baby.
Yeah, let's get to the A in Savers, S-A-V-E-R-S, which is affirmations. And I know you already touched on it, so I say go ahead. Just reiterate on how that impacts your day.
Now that's funny that you said, because again, I know we got stories upon stories, but I'm going to keep it short, since we kind of went in on the S a little bit. But again, when I start my day, the first thing that I'm trying to remind myself, because again, this is something that I've seen in myself. I also see it with people around me, and you can easily tell by how somebody's day starts. You know, some people don't wake up full of love in their heart. And I don't mean that in the meaning you waking up like, oh, I love the world, but we kind of tend to wake up tense and upset about what the day holds. And that's part because we forget who we are. We forget how amazing it is to have another day. We forget how blessed we are to be able to experience something new, even experience something that we've experienced before, i.e. work. I'm not an advocate, but I mean, for some people that don't have any means for income, that is a great thing. And so for me, the first thing that I do when I wake up every single morning is tell myself that I'm amazing, because I know that I forgot. And I know that I can get out the bed on the wrong side of the bed. I know I can have a negative outlook on the things that I have to come. Like, oh, I got a lot of work to do today. Something that small, which in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't always necessarily mean a negative thing, but we're taking a negative viewpoint or vantage point of it when we say it, like, oh, it's a lot of stuff, versus saying, man, I'm glad I got so much to do today. My life is full. My life is complete. I get to experience the same thing or new things, or I can approach this a different way. So I think that reminding myself every day how amazing I am, you can say whatever you want to. I'm great. I'm amazing. I'm blessed. I'm lucky. You know, however you want to view, present to yourself, because that's all it is a presentation to yourself. So that way you will know exactly who you are and what you're capable of. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. The coolest thing to me about all of this with affirmations is, so sometimes a person can say words that just get us outside of ourselves. And so we can use that same logic to get into the self that we want to be. And with words, you are deciding the words that get you there. And you are repeating it in such a way that it becomes part of you. So the first part is, you want to pick words that resonate with you. So for example, let's say I have an affirmation to say I'm a quadrillionaire, but then every time I say it, I'm like, I'm not really, because look at my bank account. It's not a quadrillion. Like, you, that affirmation took you to the opposite of what you wanted. So you don't want to word it like that. You might want to say, I'm preparing myself to be this, or I will be this, or I am stepping into this. Just whatever variation you need to set in order that you believe it, and then just start saying it over and over. So sometimes, like, you can say it all in one go, like you did, Troy, when you say, I'm amazing, I'm amazing, I'm amazing, until you know it in your essence and you're ready to start your day. Or something that I do is I've got this app that I downloaded. It's called Prayer Minder. It's on iOS. I don't know if it's on Android, but you can set different prayers or affirmations throughout the day and the frequency of it, and they just pop up. So the reason I like to do it this way is because I usually want to be in states of being throughout the day, but I'll forget about the affirmations that I said that morning. It's like, man, that's in the morning. I need it right now when I'm in the thick of it. And sure enough, it pops up and it's like, oh yeah, I relax into that state of being, and then I can take on my day from that viewpoint.
Now, funny enough, I just want to give an example because the reality of it is, so number one, I love the fact that you said make sure it's something that is realistic to you, because if you cannot make yourself, it doesn't have to be fully realistic, because, you know, dreaming is a part of life. Aspiring to do things is a part of life. So there can be a little bit of a challenge to it. But if you say I'm a quadrillionaire, there is a lack of belief in you that's going to just, it's so many different elements that you have to overcome in order for that to be real. But the reality of it is, if there is an inkling of a belief in it, your body and who you are will function or move accordingly. And just a simple enough, you know, been many times when I felt like my knee was hurt, right? And it may have or may not have been hurt, but the way that I walked all day was in favor of the knee that I felt like was hurt. Like I would not step so hard on that foot. And my it's something that you do subconsciously. But vice versa, the cool part is whenever I wake up in the morning, and then I've told myself I'm amazing enough times for me to wake up in the mood. Again, everybody doesn't know what I've said or what I've done, but there is a different aura about me. And there have been plenty times where, and again, I can't quantify what it is because there's no way for me to really describe it. But those days, it seems like everything seems to go my way. And it doesn't mean that I got some money, but it's just the way that people approach me. Hey, Troy, good morning. You know, the conversation, because there's something that I'm emanating from myself that allows that to come back to me. So, you know, I definitely believe in the affirmation. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, it was cool, like even what you said. So, and I noticed this too, when things happen to you throughout the day after you said your affirmations, you might ask yourself, why is this happening? And then you remember like, why are people reacting to me like that? Oh, I am amazing. And it allows you to see examples of this in your reality, because everything is here, present right now, but we only see through the filter of the beliefs we have. And so we're changing our beliefs so that we can see new things.
Look, one thing before we go to the V, man, yeah. I told you this one, the day when it hit home for me. Now, mind you, nobody ever opens the door for me ever, bro. Nobody ever opens the door for me. And I still remember this. I pulled up to the bank. I literally was at my car door. I was parked in front of the bank, but it wasn't close enough for you to hold the door open for me to come in, right? And then on top of somebody holding the door open for me, it was a woman. Now, you might think that, well, maybe, you know, she might have thought I was handsome or maybe wanted to say something to me or anything, right? But me looking at this occurred. Now, number one, that I was being intentional, and I literally told myself that I was amazing all morning, right? So when I pulled up to the bank, I get out the car, I see this lady standing at the door. So I'm thinking she's holding for somebody else that's going to come out. And then I walked on up to the door, and she let me go in, and she was like, hey, I hope you have a good morning. And I was blew away because there was nothing else after it or anything. She just went her way. I went my way. But I told myself, then I was like, this is exactly what I get. This is what I deserve, because I allowed that to be true for me. Right. And it's just one of those things. But, man, I just had to throw that out there for you.
And so yeah, now let's move on to the V in Savers, S-A-V-E-R-S. The V is visualization. And visualization, it just goes down to it in its simplicity, is seeing is believing. When you see something, you believe in it more. It's like, oh, it's there. I see it. And you can be a part of that. Like you can visualize yourself in certain situations so that when these situations come, you're prepared for them. You can do this with anything at all. I've done this with some extreme things I used to be slightly terrified about or whatever. I visualized myself in those situations. And when it was time to act them out, it was nothing. And because you're practicing it, it's like you're bringing yourself closer to that situation as that situation is coming closer to you.
So I want to tie this in a little bit with the meditation as well, right? So, you know, we were talking about clearing our mind, but at the time when you're in the focus of clearing your mind and you're meditating, it's always a great time for visualization. And I want to tell you one meditation that I did that helped me to be specific in my visualization, because I think that's where a lot of people lack, or at least that's where I lack that, and I feel like people are like me. So there was this one meditation where I did, and they, you know, close your eyes, breathe, and they said, I want you to imagine a fire burning in your foot, not a fire that's hurting for you, but like a glow. And then they say move the fire from your foot to your knee, move it from your knee to your midsection, move it from your midsection to your arm, and then and so forth. And so while I was meditating, it was very difficult for me to imagine. Like, I can imagine my foot, I can imagine the glow, but I could not imagine it moving up. And it took practice and practice and practice for me to start to do it. But what that translated into was, I was praying one night, and I know about being in prayer, I was not visualizing. I was so generic that I couldn't visualize what I was seeing. So I would always think back about the glow moving up. And so in my prayers, I literally will pray something, and then I would say, but what does that look like? And then I would go back and say the same prayer and add more detail. And then I would say, well, what does that look like? And then I'll go back and add more detail to that, until now the picture is so vivid that I can't unsee it. And so, you know, I definitely, when it comes to the visualization, sometimes that can be non-specific. Try to be as specific as you possibly can. Go ahead, bro.
And I love that too, because, you know, a lot of people believe in the effects of time and they don't want to waste time. And by being specific, you know if something matches what you want or not immediately, because it's like, no, I see it like this in my mind. I have faith in it. This doesn't match. I don't need to waste my time with this particular opportunity. And when you do that, like, you can just be more focused, and your whole life can be, I want this. I want this. I want to focus on this. Like, you can be in the state of being where everything is great. Everything is heaven around you. Everyone is heavenly. Everyone is nice. But it starts with what you want. Like, do you really want that? Do you really want to be in a world where everyone is happy, everyone is nice? And I know some people don't. But when you're real with yourself, you allow even that to be okay. Because you might be in a situation like, why is this person mad at me? Oh, I said I want to be, you know, around people where they're sometimes angry and things of that nature. So allowing yourself to visualize yourself in any situation at all helps. But with a warning, try not to visualize yourself in situations you don't want to be in. Like, I wish somebody would, because if they do this, I'm gonna do this, and you're bringing these conflict stories to your life when you really don't want
them. Funny, it's two things I want to touch on. So funny that you say visualizing yourself in situations that you want one. And this is something that I experience all the time with my kids. Like, they will say, like, we're finna get ready and do something. I use basketball as an example. I knew I was going to miss that shot, or I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that. And so, you know, I always, you know, try to teach them, just think about you doing it, because you're more likely to do it if you decide that it's an option, right? So, you know, that's a big thing, I think, for all of us. We sometimes go into situations not giving ourselves a chance. And so when it comes to visualization and articulating your thoughts, the one thing that I know for a fact that, using your example that you said about being a quadrillionaire, a lot of people can't imagine what $1 quadrillion looks like, right? But the things that we are more apt to obtain are things that we literally can look at and be like, I know this to the detail so much that it's impossible for it to be impossible. Like, it cannot not be real, because I know every detail about it. And if you feel that way about something, there's no way that you cannot create it or put yourself in a situation. And again, pointing to everything that you have in your life currently, you were able to visualize that to its finest detail. And the things that you can't, you are always reluctant to move on. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. And before we go to the E, and Savers, I want to say that to your shot example, like I've never considered myself a shooter in basketball. I always said I'm a defensive person and stuff. But then I was like, let me think about it. Like, what would happen if I told myself I'm a shooter and then I visualized myself making all the shots? I didn't end up making all the shots, but my percentage was high. And people even asked me, like, man, you've been practicing? I haven't been practicing, but I told myself that I can make every shot that I shoot. And just seeing that, like seeing the ball go in, made a huge difference. And it's like, why not apply that to everything I do? Before I do something, why not visualize the outcome that I want? Don't be focused on it. Like I'm not expecting it, but I intend for it.
Bro, just again, using those examples, man, look, there has been a season that my kids have gone to and we've lost every single game in that season. Like we lost all the big games in that season. And after every game, I would tell my kids that we were better than the team that we played against. We just made a lot of mistakes, right? And it's so much so that they believed it. They believed that we were always better than those teams. Whenever we met those teams in the playoffs, we beat everybody and went to the championship. Everybody that we lost multiple games to in the season, I'm talking about multiple, we would go and beat them in the playoffs. So, you know, I definitely know that you allowing yourself to know the truth and that you're amazing, visualizing what that looks like is definitely key to your success.
Yeah. So now let's go to the E in Savers. I just wanted to put it up so everybody sees. So again, just to say the S is silence or meditation. A is affirmation. V is visualization. And then going to E, E is exercise, daily exercise. Now, the thing is, with like this whole Savers thing, the idea was a miracle morning. You want to do at least an hour a day of this total. So if you split everything up evenly, what's that, maybe 10 minutes per each thing in Savers? So people might think like 10 minutes of exercise is nothing. That's not true at all. Like 10 minutes, if you're not doing 10 minutes right now, 10 minutes is everything. And it doesn't, you don't have to go all elaborate. You don't have to try to run as hard as you can, jump as high as you can. You can just start very simple. Start where you're at. Start with what you want to improve on. You can just start stretching. Like whatever it is, just to just add that 10, at least 10 minutes. You can go up to an hour. You can go up to 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever you want. But don't discredit not doing it at all if you haven't been doing it at all. Like even 5 minutes is beautiful.
So to that point, I'm going to tell you about my own journey. So on January the 30th, I was not exercising at all. I just wasn't. You know, I kind of hurt my foot in November and I stopped running. December, I was just like, you know what, whatever. And then in January, I was just like, okay, I guess I got to get back to it. I got to start doing something. So my goal was, I downloaded an app that you sent to me, the workout app, workout tracker. And they had this challenge on there that said do 100 push-ups a day. Now I can do 100 push-ups in about 10 minutes. You know what I mean? If I break it up, I might, you know, do 25 or 30, which will take me like, you know, 30 seconds or something like that. But nonetheless, I said, okay, you know what? Let me just do the 100 push-up a day challenge. And so this is what happens in my 10 minutes every single day. So number one, it was a challenge. I was like, ooh, it's going to be crazy. Tough 100 push-ups. I don't know if I can do it, but nonetheless, I started doing it and I was consistent with it. And then maybe after 2 weeks' time, now mind you, I'm forcing myself every day to do this. After 2 weeks' time, I saw a change in my body. So now this 10 minutes that we're talking about has sparked a level of love in myself. As crazy as it might sound, right? Now, with just that little spark of love that I've gotten in myself, now I'm not necessarily looking for the changes in my body, but I'm celebrating the success that I've had. And every single time that I was able to complete a day of 100-day push-ups, I was ecstatic with myself. Like, I can't believe I did this. Again, not necessarily worrying about the outcome of what my body looks like in it. And I want to say I am satisfied with that. So now what ended up happening is on a daily basis, I have a challenge that's in front of me. Even now that feels difficult, but I look forward to it. There's love in the looking forward to doing something. There's love in the completing it. And then there's love in the results. And when you want to talk about adding to your perfect week, add love, like exercise does that for you. Accomplishing something small every day especially that's going to be beneficial to your health per se, it has no value that I can actually place on it. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, and I can attest to that too. Like, there's something about being able to move with ease within your own body. And when you exercise, not only does it allow you to start moving with ease better, but the motion of exercise, your mind isn't focused on whatever problems or sad things that you let your mind to be part of. So it's kind of a meditation in itself too. It's a meditation, it's an affirmation, it's a visualization. Like, it's all of those rolled into one, because you get to embody a more powerful self, both physically and mentally. And I'll even say, similar to your story in January, you know, I started something too. I was like, man, let me get back on it. And I started doing P90X, something I hadn't did in like over 10 years or something. And the first week or two, like each workout is like an hour long. I probably only made it maybe 40 minutes on one of them, and the rest probably 20 or 30 minutes. One, it was even 10 minutes, and I was like, nope. But then, like, on that third or fourth week, I started completing them. That fifth, sixth week, I started thriving in it. I started wanting more and having improvements on everything. And it just adds to how you feel. And so again, I'm not saying you have to go super hard, but that little bit will add up, even if you just stay at a little bit for an extended period of time.
And I'll say this as well, bro. And I want to, go back to the savers real quick. You know, he said, you know, essentially that's 10 minutes per deal, right?
Yeah.
Per acronym of savers, right? But the idea here is to do it, right? So if you do want to complete your 60 minutes, an hour a day, which will be 10 minutes on each one of them. Shouts out to him, Lyle. We appreciate you joining us today. If you do want to complete your 10 minutes, and you just, again, doing 100 push-ups was difficult for me, and maybe you might can only do 5 minutes, then I would apply 5 minutes toward visualization to see myself doing the other. Like, I would still utilize that time to move myself toward the 10 minutes that I'm going for. And then, you know, I kind of want to add to the love that I feel every single day, even when the challenge, because again, I don't want to act like push-ups has gotten any easier for me. There's a mental challenge that I have every single day that says, Troy, you're going to do this today. And I love, again, I'm in love with myself for being able to overcome that challenge. I'm in love with myself with finishing it. And I'm also in love with myself for the results. But the beautiful part in it all is my 10 minutes has turned into 20 or 30 minutes, because now once I get past the push-ups, all the other exercises that I wanted to accompany that I've thrown in the mix, because now I'm in the routine and I want to feel that love all over myself all the time. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because what we'll find out and what we already know is that every habit comes with its cousins. Friends, like you start any habit at all, it's gonna have related benefits that come along with it that you just did not expect, and it's cool. All right, let's go to the R. The R is reading, and you can get far reading 10 minutes a day. Like, you can finish so many books. Back in the day, I wanted to read the Bible, you know, cover to cover, and I think I started with like 10 minutes a day. And before I knew it, I was done. And if you say you don't have 10 minutes, you probably go to the bathroom at least 10 minutes a day, every day. Have whatever book you want to read on the toilet. Read that book. Like, it could be whatever you want. It could be a self-help book. It could be a fantasy book. It can be just something you want to read on. Just whatever it is, the benefit is it gets you outside of yourself and your own thought patterns to consider other thought patterns. And sometimes you can just learn new things about yourself by reading a book.
Question for you. Now, is there any difference between actual reading it and listening to a book? And I'm gonna tell you the reason why after I hear your answer.
Yeah, I went back and forth on this. I think so. I think there's a difference.
You do? Okay. Go ahead.
The reason is because I've done both. Something about a physical book, it holds your attention more. When you're listening, you're allowed to do other things while listening. Like, you can wash dishes, you can drive, you can do that, which is still a benefit. But when it's there and it has your total focus, you can assimilate it a little bit better. But if all you can do is listen, listen instead.
So the reason why, so number one, I want to give some value to what you said about holding attention, because I 100% wholeheartedly agree with that. And I also know it to be true, but I'm also going to change my mind about it in time. Now, and when I say change my mind about it is, I'm going to say that eventually I'm going to be able to listen to a book and allow that to be my complete focus. Man, right? Now, the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because I'm a book listener. But I also understand the value of holding a book too, because you literally having to look at a page and read it and hear the words in your head is a thing. It literally is a thing. I get it. And the reason why, when you're listening to a book, you can hear the words in your head, but you can also hear other things. But when you're reading it, for some reason, reading it to yourself makes it louder than everything else that you hear. Because when I'm reading something, I can still hear my kids, but I'm louder. When I'm listening to a book, I can still hear my kids, but it's kind of on even playing ground, right? The other thing is, when I'm listening to a book, I am easily distracted, where I would have to go back and re-listen. I'm a re-listener. I will re-listen to it until I hear it, right? So that's the reason why I give to the words, even though I know that it's going to change for me. But for all the people that are book listeners like myself, it still serves its purpose, like he said, because one thing that I do know about me listening to books, if I am able to shut out all the things that are around me, I'm able to get outside of myself, which is a point that J. Clay made. And it opens me up to what the universe or the world has to hold for me, which in turn makes me realize how small we can think sometimes. And so whether you're reading or listening, I still encourage you to do either one. Just make sure you put that time aside, because being able to get outside of reality, or even if it's a self-help, or even if it's a drama or whatever the case, being able to hear those words to allow yourself to get outside of what you can normally think is very important. And I want to read what Him Lao said as well. He said, personally, I don't like reading books. I think a lot also feel the same.
Yeah. And I want to bring up about like something about reading books is, well, one, if you're looking at the world through only your perspective, you are extremely limiting your potential. And I know that might seem crazy, but no, like the more perspectives you consider, the more of the whole you can experience. And you also touched on something, Troy, where you said you can hear the words yourself in your head. There's a book called A Course in Miracles that I feel like kind of launched my spiritualness. That I highly recommend. And when I came to this book, I said, I deemed it. I was like, this is truth. I need to learn all of this. And I read each line out loud. The reason I read each word out loud is because I wanted to hear myself speaking these truths. Because not to say that I thought falsely of myself, but I knew that if I could hear myself saying these truths, it's gonna empower me to be more truthful more and more and more and more. And I stand back behind this decision. Like, if there's something you come across that really impacts you, hear yourself reading these words out loud. Like, read it literally out loud and just watch that it has the double effect of affirmations, visualizations, meditation, all of that rolled in one.
And so I want to add a little bit to this, because there's a key word that you said, and that's perspective, right? Like, seeing other perspective kind of helps you to formulate or recognize and further bolster who you truly are, right? Give you a broader reach of what you can do. And so this is, I'm going to say, like watching a sci-fi movie, right? You can watch a sci-fi movie and you can be grounded enough to know, well, to me, this is not real. And now I can think outside of my box and go wherever the universe can take me based off my own beliefs. Now, the only reason I'm pointing these things out, because I'm just saying this for people that don't like to read books or people that don't want to listen to books. you also, if you're on social media and we're talking perspective here, you can also read people's posts. You can also read people's tags. And the only reason I pointed out being confident in who you are, which is going to come with you being silent, you having affirmations, you doing all these things and savers to be grounded, reading people's what status is, can give you a perspective as well, because you can see what people are thinking or understand why the people are feeling a certain way about the world. And so, you know, again, I wouldn't encourage that to be your main place of reading. But if you need to read and reading traditionally is not your thing, read statuses. I've gained so much perspective looking at other people's thoughts than I could ever even quantify, because it's really a makeup of who I am today. So, you know, I throw that in there as well. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, and to that too, I don't want to say caution, because there's nothing to be cautious of. But if you know that certain beliefs and statuses will trigger you in a way that will cause your day to be worse, then I wouldn't start there. I would start with something that gets you to learn how to not react negatively to, you know, certain things. Like the key to reading and loving what you read is to pick something that you actually want to learn. Like, and when you do that, it's that simple.
And that's the reason why I lead off with talking about sci-fi and then also grounding yourself in who you are.
Yeah.
Because you don't want anything to stray you away from the pathway that you're trying to take. And but again, to the point that you were making, sometimes things that are not along your pathway can give you even more perspective in the pathway that you're trying to take. And, you know, one thing that I know that we talk about on this show, if you pray to be a peaceful person, how can you know that you're peaceful if you're never met with the opposition to choose the peace that you're seeking? And so when I think about these statuses, and again, the key here is reading to gain perspective and understanding. So when I think about reading these things that could stray you away, if you're not grounded and understanding, it could not be helpful to you. But if you know, decided today that I'm amazing and there's nothing gonna make me change my mind from being amazing today, then I'm up for the challenge of anything. But go ahead, Jay.
Yes. And the last of the daily, because we got some weekly ones for you too, but the last of the daily things is scribing and savers. S-A-V-E-R-S is the second S, which is also journaling. Now, this one, if there's anyone that's watching this as an expert in journaling, I would love for you to comment your tips on it. Because out of all the ones we mentioned, this is the one that I can honestly say I don't do as much as I should. I will say, like, every day I kind of flesh out my ideas, get them out there, but it's not in a maybe a controlled way or in an intention-led way. And I've heard, like, many benefits of journaling. So what I'm willing to do, like, I am going to go at it with good intentions this week and make sure I do it and just see what can come from it. Go ahead.
So I would honestly say that's the one that's been the most difficult for me as well. It's the one that's been the biggest challenge in. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. It's a couple reasons. Number one, time. I always feel like I don't have time to write down my thoughts or my feelings throughout the day. But I had to sit back and think about this. And when I was younger, actually, when I first got with my wife, at nighttime, I used to sit in the bed and she would ask me, what was I doing? But what I used to actually do was I would do a rundown of what I did for the day. I would literally be like, okay, I woke up this morning. I did this. I did this. I did this. And she'd be like, well, why did you play it back? And I would always tell her at the time it was a memory exercise. I wanted to make sure that I had the capacity to be able to recall everything that I did, right? And I didn't realize that was a form of scribing, but I wasn't physically putting it down. But the second part to it, when it comes to timing, me feeling like I don't have enough time, just trying to figure out what actually to write, because I know what to write, but transcribing my entire day is not realistic and to me, right? And so trying to figure out what highlights, if I'm saying that every moment of my day is important, should I put down, is a big thought for me. But like you said, I'm going to be intentional this week Shout out to iPhone because they put a journaling app on our phones here about a month ago. And I'm gonna test it out, and I'm gonna just use key points. But if anybody is a professional at journaling, you know, we're definitely looking for your advice on how we can handle that.
And I will say too that I've seen sites where they have journaling prompts. They even have journal notebooks with different prompts per day. One that I will say was helpful was like writing 5 to 10 things you were grateful for that day. And I've done it, and I appreciated it, but then I fell off of it. So I need to find that right balance is if I'm going to journal at the beginning of the day, the end of the day. The beginning will probably be best for me, which again is called the miracle morning. So it might be 10 things you were grateful for the day before, or just in that moment. I am willing. That'll probably be my reading for the first few days, of just reading on the benefits of journaling and just seeing how I can apply it successfully.
No, I love that. So I think now that we got to the end of it, let's kind of go through each one of them again and what they are, and then we'll go to the weekly, you know, weekly. So number one, silence. You know, starting your day in silence. Number two is affirmations. You know, telling yourself the truth. And I like to always say it's telling yourself the truth because we just tend to have forgot. You know what the truth is, and you can go with VE, and I go RS.
Yeah, VEV is visualization. Visualize it, see it. Seeing is believing. See yourself in the positions that you want to be in. See yourself amongst the people you want to be in. See yourself experiencing all the things you want to do. Exercise is like, and all of these are daily exercises. Exercise is just you're just practicing it physically. You're practicing out everything you want to do. You're going through the motions. You're filling your body. You're making it stronger. You're making your mind stronger. Like exercise.
And R is for reading, you know, spending a little time every single day to read, you know, just to give yourself different perspectives, see outside of, you know, what you're internalizing all the time. And then last, scribing, you know, it's a lot of different ways you can go with this, but literally I like your example by, you know, writing down the things that you're grateful for or you're thankful for. Throughout the day, you know, you could actually go into, you know, key points of your day that you want to highlight, but definitely writing it down and, you know, just how to go about having the perfect day, you know, putting it together and having some type of system so that way you can make sure that you're hitting key points in your daily activity.
Yeah, and again, just to say, if anybody wants to read more about this, Savers comes from a book called The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, I think is his name. I could be wrong, but it's called The Miracle Morning. It's very famous. So now let's get into the weekly. It's just two of these things that you can do, or two instances of two. I'm calling this that's the wrong one I'm showing. A one in one, go hard and don't. So what this is, this week, you got 7 days. I want you to pick a day that you're just going to go hard, like as hard as you can on everything. Like you do everything with intention. If you work, your workout that day is going to be a tough workout. You really into it. All your tasks, you're really going to be present and do them. And then on the flip side, one day where you don't do anything, like where you're just relaxing. And if you're doing the daily exercise, for example, it's a low impact. It might be a walk, it might be stretching, it might be yoga, it might be something like that. But everything you do, you do it from a relaxed state. You're just allowing yourself to be. You're not worried about meeting deadlines. You're saying, hey, I'm going to have a rest day. I'm going to take this day for me.
I'm going to highlight the don't more than I'm going to highlight the go. And the reason why I'm going to highlight the don't is the thing that gives you the power. Like, and I mean, it has to be an unapologetic don't. See, there's a lot of times when we decide to do the don't, and then there's a lot of mental ramifications that are tied to that. And what I mean is you will beat yourself down thinking about what you should be doing, what you're missing out on, what's going to be behind, all of these different things that kind of, you know, the cousins to the action. Yeah. You know, as you said, so you have to make sure you give yourself a don't day for real, and be unapologetic about it and forgive yourself for anything that you feel like you may be lacking in that day. And I think that kind of gives you the power, but you always have the power. I don't want to speak no untruths here, but you're open to the power to go super hard a day. Because if you know you have a day where you just don't really have to think about it, it makes it that much more easy. But go ahead, Jay.
And I want to stress that unapologetic nature. Like, tell those around you, like, hey, just so you know, on this day, I'm doing nothing. I'm relaxing. I'm, you know, so like you can prepare those around you. And it's something so special about that. Like, it changes everything, and it makes you, it refreshes you for the next week. So it's like let's just say it's at the end of the week or in the middle, it refreshes you for the rest of that time. You're ready to go hard the next day. You're ready to like, let's do it, because you allowed yourself to just kind of be and rest.
So I'm going to read what Himlau said, and I'm going to tell you my thoughts on that as well. He said, really inspiring, going to remember Savers for a lifetime. And we appreciate that, man. You were just reinforcing it for us as well, because these are things that we're going to do ourselves. But the example, when we talk about being unapologetic, the example that I like to always bring up is, there are some times when I want to watch a show, right? And when I want to watch that show, there's a lot of other things that I could be doing at that time. And while I'm watching that show, I could be sitting down trying to enjoy it, and all I'm doing is thinking about everything that I'm supposed to do. And I end up pausing the show and rewinding it because my mind is taking me somewhere else. And that is not freeing myself to enjoy what I'm saying that I want to enjoy. And so when you think about a don't day, you cannot anything to creep in to not allow you to do just that and don't. Because if you're allowing those things to come in, all you're doing is pausing your don't day and putting it off to another time or another, moving it to another location. And that's not something that's going to propel you on your due day. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. And so for the final pair of things, this should be a daily thing, but I know it can be challenging for some at first, and I want to kind of ease people into it, but it makes a profound difference on just life in general. And no complaints, no judging. So the complaint part is, no matter what it is, it could be anything. It could be something like you stubbed your toe. No complaints. Like don't tell anybody, don't be like, don't make a scene, even to yourself. Like, not complaining about it. It happened. And the same thing with judging. It's kind of related to it. Like, don't judge that experience of a toe stub that means like, oh, my toe gonna fall off or something. Like, no, don't attach any meaning to it or anything at all that happens. You're gonna witness a lot of things that happen on the day you choose to not judge. But don't attach any other meaning. You can even say, I don't know what it means, but it just is.
What I would attach to this weekly no complaints and no judging, again, this is kind of like something that you're going to practice on a daily basis, really, outside of Savers, is recognize complaints. Because we do it so much unconsciously, you don't even realize when you're speaking or verbalizing a complaint. And I think that recognize is very important. You might not think that, I don't know, something as simple as this water tastes funny is a judgment or a complaint. It's so small that we don't allow ourselves to realize something. So if something doesn't taste accordingly, just go get some more. Like he said, I just think that making sure that we are caught of the things that we say and think is very important. But definitely no complaints. Well, the one thing I'll tell you, on the days when I choose not to complain, which I try to practice that as much as I possibly can, it's funny that the thing that I'm complaining about didn't change, but this still is the happiest day of my life. It's whatever it was that I was concerned about, it's still there. But because I chose not to allow that to be a focal point, it makes my day so much better. And I'm going to just, again, it's so many things that come up, not having money at certain times or just anything. Like, it's going to make your life so easy. But go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I want to read what In the House said. That's hard to do when I am at work, LOL. And Himlau said, I just want to listen Choice rapping at last. and I'll say that the thing about to that's hard to do. The thing to remember, that the reason why no judging and no complaining is so powerful is because we are creators. Like, everything attracts everything based on stuff. So like, if you have a habit of complaining about things, the world is going to say, oh, you love complaining. Let's bring you more things to complain about. you know, like, you love judging things negatively. Let's bring more things to give you to judge negatively. And when you don't do this, it's kind of like the silence you have if you practice meditation and it becomes silent. Kind of like if you're in the building, there's a loud AC on, and then all of a sudden it cuts off. You didn't notice the AC before until it cut off, but you knew it was just that much more peaceful. That's how it's going to be. That's how your days are going to become when you're not judging, you're not complaining, because you won't even notice things to judge or to complain about. You'll only notice the things to appreciate. And how everything works together is, again, it's an exercise, it's an affirmation. And even in journaling, it will give you more things to appreciate. Man. And the word appreciate is not appreciate by example. Like, when assets appreciate, it means it gains value, and your world will become just that much more valuable to you. And you wouldn't want to live any other way. You can be like, why would I ever complain again? I could just be in this space of, again, heaven. So, yeah.
And I want to add to that, in the house, and I'm just telling you from a standpoint from when I was actually going to my corporate job. So number one, like I just said, if water tastes funny, you just go get some more. Don't complain about it. I just kind of look at the alternative. When I was actually getting up in the mornings and getting in traffic, the thing that I hated more than anything in the world was traffic. I hated it. And I literally would complain or be mad about that the entire time. And the craziest thing about it, like Jay was saying, when you appreciate something, meaning I'm bringing credence, or I'm adding value to it because of how much attention I'm paying to it, there was always something else in traffic that made me more upset. How they have a wreck right here? The speed limit is 25. Like, I was so hyper-focused on it, it was becoming more and more a part of my life. And then one day, I said, I'm just not going to complain about it anymore. Forget it, Troy. It doesn't matter. And the first thing that happened was my mind opened up to something else. And what ended up happening was we created a mastermind group. And in those mastermind groups, I literally would wake up and give, we would talk and give, positive affirmations, give advice every single morning. And before I knew it, because I wasn't focused on traffic, I literally was at work every single day, and I never even realized that I had traffic anymore. Now, again, the circumstances by which I was so frustrated with never changed, but what changed was me. And so I know how difficult it is not to pay attention to traffic while you're in traffic, because you're in traffic. But when I stopped giving traffic my attention and complaining about it and judging it, gave me something else that built me as well as others up. So just find out what your alternative is. If I don't complain about this right now, what else could I be doing with my time? What else could I be doing with my mentality? What else could I be doing to grow? And that'll open up a lot of different doors for you.
Yeah. And I know we long time to wrap it up. This is when I meant to say the no. Like, one day you go hard. This is just a recap. One day go hard. One day don't. It's going to just make everything perfect. Because you get the side where you're proud of yourself. You're like, man, I can't believe I went this hard and I did this. Then you get the side like, man, I finally got the relaxation I needed. And the no. No complaints. No judging. And it's beautiful.
Yep, man. So I guess cap this out by telling y'all, man, we're grateful for everybody that joined us today, everybody that's going to watch us later, and let y'all know that without y'all, we wouldn't be here. We'd be doing something, but we definitely wouldn't be here. And y'all help us to become better. Y'all help us to realize that we're perfect, and we hope that we do the same for you, and allow yourself to not judge anything differently. Shouts out to my girl, Shani. Appreciate you joining us and being a part of this as well. But just remember that you are perfect, man. And, you know, there shouldn't be anything that points you in any other direction. And Jay, you can go ahead and take us out, bro.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all again. You know, if you found this helpful, hit the share button, like, subscribe, all that. Send it to people that you know, like, hey, you need to see this and have a perfect week for yourself, too. And just remember, you're a perfect creation made by a perfect creator. So you might as well accept your perfection and enter perfect mode.
Yeah.
If I reminded you that you are perfect, would you argue me down or step into your perfection? Welcome to Perfect Mode, where there are no excuses, no expectations, and we explore the world without limitations. I'm Jay Clay, rapper, the spiritual teacher, with my co-host Troy Washington, your friendly neighborhood realtor. Let's be real. So let's be perfect.
Perfect!